Welcome to 365 Blessings, a devotional series for one and all. I'm Dr. John Centurion, and here's a blessing for you. For he stands at the right hand of the needy one to save his life from those who condemn him. Psalm 109, verse 31. Who would have wondered that all the lives of the people mentioned below would change dramatically by the power of the one mentioned in the verses above. Yes, El Shaddai, God Almighty, did it, and He can do it for you too. So when Joseph came to his brothers, they stripped him of his robe, the richly ornamented robe he was wearing, and they took him and threw him into the cistern. Now the cistern was empty, there was no water in it. Genesis chapter 37 verses 23-24. Yet having learned who Mordecai's people were, he scorned the idea of killing only Mordecai. Instead, Haman looked for a way to destroy all Mordecai's people, the Jews, throughout the whole kingdom of Zeres. When Mordecai learned of all that he had been done, he tore his clothes, put on sackcloth and ashes, and went out into the city, wailing loudly and bitterly. Esther chapter 3 verse 6, chapter 4 verse 1. So Satan went out from the presence of the Lord and afflicted Job with painful sores from the sole of his feet to the top of his head. Then Job took a piece of broken pottery and scraped himself with it as he sat among the ashes. Job chapter 2 verses 7 and 8. The lives of Joseph, Mordecai and Job are just a few examples of what the Lord can do by His mighty power. Read about their later lives after God delivered them by His mighty power regarding Joseph. So Pharaoh said to Joseph, I hereby put you in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Then Pharaoh took his signet ring from his finger and put it on Joseph's finger. He dressed him in robes of fine linen and put a gold chain around his neck. He had him ride in a chariot as his second in command, and men shouted before him, Make way. Thus he put him in charge of the whole land of Egypt. Genesis chapter 41 verses 41 to 43. Regarding Mordecai. Mordecai left the king's presence wearing royal garments of blue and white, a large crown of gold and a purple robe of fine linen. And the city of Susa held a joyous celebration. Mordecai was prominent in the palace. His reputation spread throughout the provinces and he became more and more powerful. Esther chapter 8 verse 15 and chapter 9 verse 4. Regarding Job, after Job had prayed for his friends, the Lord made him prosperous again and gave him twice as much as he had before. The Lord blessed the latter part of Job's life more than the first. Job chapter 42 verses 10 and 12. If you are down in the dumps today, there's hope for you. Because the God of Joseph, Mordecai and Job is still alive. He says, Do not fear, for I am with you. Do not be dismayed, for I am your God. I will strengthen you and help you. I will uphold you with my righteous right hand. Isaiah chapter 41 verse 10. He is still able to do great wonders. Trust in Him. I hope this message was a blessing to your life. I am Dr. John Centurion. You can visit my website jesuschrist.co.in and my blog blessed2009.com for more spiritual resources. Do send me an email if you have any prayer requests. My email address is johnson3570@gmail.com. May God bless you.